Hello, guys, and welcome to the show. I hope you're having a great day. I am having a very challenging day. Everything you think it goes wrong has gone wrong. My kids destroyed my Christmas tree because I fell asleep because I've been up since like 5. And my car broke down and my computer just got water in it. It's just been awesome altogether. So looking forward to telling you more. Here we go. Okay, this is my day. It's about to go insane. Only if I did it forever, now I run away. Who? What am I doing? I get it down. Feeling like I'm overwhelmed, looking like a clown. Getting ran over by a car. I don't even know what I am doing if afar. Now I gotta be a star, only if you be. I just came from a conference where I was fancy G. And now I get it gone, cause I'm writing this song. I'm overwhelmed any day, overcome bomb. Now I gotta do it, you could think it for the sun. When I'm running downtown, you could get me gone done. Now I done did it, cause I still can't go. But this is my intro and where I go. You could do it like forever, thinking that I know. And did you really want me to rap? I don't know. Now I gotta be the only way that I am. When I run around, now I'm feeling my plan. I got it all together and I'm running it, man. Did you really know what I can't understand? Now I gotta do it cause I still can't be. I'm out of control, waiting for me. Yes, sir.
Are you looking for a different kind of podcast? How about informative and clean? It will make you laugh. Scout and Trey, yeah, that's what we do. We got a little funny thing, keeping it true. Hey, we take your topics and all your ideas and bring in a guest and we answer them there. Then we make a freestyle rap and do it for you. Yeah, that's what we do. Yeah, that's what we do. Yep.
Flows for you, flows for you. This is what we do now, this is what we do. Say flows for you, flows for you. This is what we do now, this is what we do. Say flows for you, flows for you. This is what we do now, this is what we do. Say flows for you, flows for you.
Well, welcome, 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 and welcome to the show. Hello.
What's up, Jason?
Hello, Roland. How are you doing? A smoked out BBQ.
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. This gloomy weather is really, I can feel what you were saying, but it's either got to rain or it's just, you know, come night already. It's horrible today.
Yeah, no, it's not awesome. Now it's time for headlines of the week. My computer's broken. I'm dead now. All right. So what is, oh, let me see. My headline of the week is that I stole a hoodie from a Grammy nominated, artist.
Really?
Yeah.
You still have it?
I'll tell you the story in a second. what is your headline of the week?
My headline of the week is I got banned from a competition last Saturday.
Oh, man. I can't wait to hear that. Well, I got the amazing time to go to the thing that I went to. I didn't talk about it that much last week, but I actually went to the last weekend. I went to the Children's Music Network conference in Boston.
Okay.
It was really cool. And I had a great time. And when I was there, I met this guy. His name is DJ Wally Wow. Wally Wow, yeah. And he's really cool. And he had these hoodies for sale called My Hoodies. And it says My Hoodie. He has a song out called My Hoodie. Kind of focusing on the idea that anybody can wear a hoodie and it shouldn't have the whack stereotype that it has. And so when I was there, he was like, yo, I have one hoodie your size, which, you know, is extra, extra large. And I was like, cool, I want it. And he was like, well, I'm only doing pre-sales. And I was like, but I want it. And he was like, fine, you can take it. And I'll send you an email at some point. You have to pay for it. So I still have not paid for this hoodie, which I have no idea what the cost is. So it could be a $300 hoodie, and I don't know. I forgot to ask how much I was going to pay for this hoodie. So now the coolest part about that whole story is that yesterday, he found out that he is nominated for a Grammy this year. For
Best Children's Album. Price just went up.
Yeah, yeah. Now it's going to be $400. Great. which that song is on the album. And so it's so cool. Like he's a really nice guy, and I'm excited for him. I know he's been doing this forever. And so, but it's fun. I love the hoodie. The funniest part is it does say my hoodie. And so the amount of jokes I get, people going, is that your hoodie? And I have to go, yeah,
my hoodie,
because it says my hoodie. And I'm like, dude, you should have warned. It should have a warning when you sell the hoodie. Everybody's going to say, is that your hoodie? So there you go. That's my headline of the week. Tell me about your band competition. Is it because you're using illegal rubs? What's that?
Well, they haven't found that out yet. So we got to keep that on the down. But my body banned me from the competition.
Oh.
So on Sunday, took the kids to the grocery store and they wanted some pumpkins. So they wanted the biggest one there. So I got it. And right after I put it in the shopping cart, we started walking around the store and started feeling pain on my lower back. And the next day I woke up and I was just in pain. I woke up stiff. And so my competition was on Saturday and I ended up having to call them and let them know that. And mind you, we won the champion. We took that same competition. We took first place last year, so we were coming back as defending champions. So it was hard for me to tell them I wasn't going to show up, but it was also I knew that I needed the time to rest and get better. So, but yeah, that's, you know, knowing that my back is feeling better now, I kind of regret kind of calling off the competition, but now I think it's, you know, it is what it is. You know, there's other competitions out there that, you know, I can compete in. But that was my highlight, my back being better. And, you know, and my low light was not missing a championship. So,
yeah. Well, you know, that's how that works sometimes. Sometimes you expect it to go well. But here's the truth is that if you lost just because your back was whack, that would have been rough, too, because you'd be like, hey, I toughed it out, but it wasn't worth it. It wasn't worth sacrificing. I said, I have a friend who had a food truck, but he had to retire the food truck because his back just totally just got destroyed and he wasn't going to be able to stand up anymore.
And you know, what's hard is the fact that I'm very competitive. I love to compete, you know, but I couldn't push and pull. And so I had to unload all my gear out of a trailer. And then I had to stand around the pit to manage the fire. And just the long hours, I knew I couldn't do it. So I think I did the right thing. And come to find out that the team that came in second place last year, they ended up taking it this year. So if I would have been there, it would have been almost like an exact turnout as last year.
Wow.
So, which we were the champions.
We were the champions. Nice. That's great.
Got it. I got that song programmed, ready to go whenever we win. So
nice. That's what I'm talking about. Being ready to go. I'm glad that you are back in action. Yes. Sorry that you did not get your amazing grand trophy. But it's okay. Your constellation prize is being on the show today. So
yes,
welcome to Flows for You.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
And we're doing a special day. If anybody's showing up going, what is going on? This is the only day he was available. And so we're doing it Sunday. So let's do our thing, have fun. And that's what we're going to do. So now it's time for a quiz, but it's not really a quiz. We're going to do like a ranking situation, but still I got a cool thing for it. So we're going to press the button. It's time for a quiz. DJ Sound Effects isn't here, but he'll be back next week. So don't stress. So because you're a barbecue man, me and you are going to rank the barbecue sauces. Now, we're not going to rank certain places' barbecue sauces. We're actually going to rank ingredients inside of barbecue sauces. And so we'll start with one of the things, a Texas barbecue guy. It's a little weird. But out of 1 out of 10, what's your feelings on a mayo-based barbecue sauce?
Don't like it.
We have to give me a 1 out of 10.
I'll give it a 2.
2. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's like Memphis. They do like a mayo base. There's some other places that do mayo base. Which is weird.
You also got to remember too, you know, what I've learned on the circuit, being that, you know, some people sauce, some people don't.
Yeah.
And being in South Texas, that plays a big part in the sauce too. What also plays a big part is the rubs that you use. So I sauce, but it's very light to where it's a glaze and it's not too thick.
Sure.
And so it's more of a vinegar base that I use.
Yeah. Well, we're ranking the ingredients for it. And so the next one, I guess we'll go to the vinegar base. So yes. Vinegar base, barbecue sauce. Would it rank that bad boy?
I would rank that at a 9.
A 9. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Now, how about what's your feelings on a ketchup based? I would rank a vinegar. Yeah, I'm in the 9 section for a nice vinegar based.
Yes.
But how about ketchup?
That's your typical base right there.
Yeah.
In barbecue sauce. I'm like I said, I'm not too big on barbecue sauce. I would rank that right in the middle out of 5.
Okay. All right. Now here's a fun ingredient that I've had it in only a few restaurants. And I like it, but you might never had it, but espresso in your barbecue sauce. Now this is the barbecue sauce is a vinegar, espresso barbecue sauce. What's your thoughts? What would you rank a coffee flavored barbecue sauce kind of?
I would rank that a good 7.5, yeah. Probably. I've never tried it, but I have tried a coffee based rub.
Yeah. So Franklin's actually does an espresso vinegar barbecue sauce in Austin, and it is delicious.
Nice.
So I'm going to give it like an 8. Hmm. Now, all right, here's one. So again, one thing y'all should know is when we talk about a vinegar base, we're definitely talking about a red vinegar base.
Yes.
So my next one is how about a yellow vinegar? So a mustard vinegar, which is North Carolina.
What's yes, North that Carolina, that's really big up there. I do not like mustard. So just for it having mustard, I would say no. But again, you have to cater to the people out here that you got to serve what they like and what they want. But I would never use that. Even in my own backyard barbecue, I wouldn't use that. But I would give it a 3.
Okay, a 3. Nice.
But I hear it's good.
So I am a big fan of tangy gold is what they call it. I would say I give it like an 8, an 8.5. It's one of my more favorite ones.
You're gonna inspire me to try that, you know.
Yeah.
Just to give it a shot, because I personally don't like mustard. And sure. You know, just
they're definitely mustard based, yes.
Yeah, I don't care for mustard, but if you give it an 8, you know, I mean
it's my favorite.
And you enjoy barbecues, I gotta give it a shot.
And again, I am also now when I see now I'm saying barbecue sauce because this is a fun quiz now, but I also am a purist. So if I'm getting a brisket, I'm definitely eating the brisket before I start adding barbecue sauce. I want to taste what the smoke tastes like and all that stuff just for my meat cred. I need people to know that I know what I'm doing. It's I'm a saucy guy. Like I love sauces in general. So this here's one that I don't think you're ready for. Dr. Pepper.
I've heard of that as an injection.
Oh, nice. That'd be good. So yes. What do you feel like? What do? You feel like you would enjoy a Dr. Pepper / barbecue sauce?
No, probably not. There's too much sugar.
Okay.
You know, sugar is not good. You know, I mean, in moderation, it's good because I have brown sugar in my rubs. But in a barbecue sauce, you know, you can either get it sweet, tangy, hot, spicy. I think Dr. Pepper barbecue sauce, I think that would just add a little bit too much sweetness and you know, for me, but.
Right. What would you rank it?
Let's do a 5 because that's my favorite soda.
Okay. So now I'll give you, so buffalo sauce over barbecue sauce. Yeah. Well, that's because you live in New York, you goofball. Ola Slayer says I'm more of a buffalo sauce over barbecue sauce, but I promise you, bud, you've not had good ribs if you try to put buffalo sauce on ribs.
No
brisket.
No,
that's not a thing. So.
Been going too many times to Buffalo Wild Wings.
Yeah,
Wingstop.
Yeah. So So one of the things, if you want to try all these sauces on your end, Roland, is the easiest place to go for this situation is to go to Pluckers, because they have all these sauces that I'm mentioning, as their buffalo wings, as their tender sauces or the buffalo wing sauces.
Okay.
But it is, the Dr. Pepper is definitely a barbecue flavor, and the Tangy Gold is just awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, they have a lot of those flavors. But yeah, in general, you're right. Ketchup in general is one of the main ones. I mean, really, what I first learned how to make a barbecue sauce was ketchup, mustard, Worcestershire sauce, black pepper.
Worcestershire sauce.
Well, yep. That. So, now, if you had to choose a sauce or no sauce, who's the winner?
No sauce.
No sauce. And what is the one thing that definitely doesn't need sauce in your eyes? The one meat. What's the one meat that you're like doesn't need sauce?
Brisket.
Yeah. If it did, I agree. I think that if a brisket is done right.
Yes.
Now, I'm not talking about Bill Miller's. Now, if you don't live in San Antonio, then you have no idea what I'm talking about. But imagine there was a place that made brisket that was as everywhere as McDonald's. That's what Bill Miller's is.
Yes.
And here's the thing. If you're in the mood for meat and you're in a hurry, it's fine. It's not the worst barbecue I've ever had in my life. But the brisket, of course not. The sausage is good. And the chicken is awesome. Not the fried chicken. Oh, well, the fried chicken's fine. But there's a lot of good stuff there. But in general, you're only getting the brisket there because somebody's taking you there. And you're like, eh, I'm stuck. That's always hard. I always, I am a snob in this situation, is that if I see an electric smoker, then I'm like, I don't want to come here to the restaurant. I mean, I don't mind using an electric smoker on my own.
Right.
Because it's a lot more work. But if I go to a restaurant and you have an electric smoker, I'm like, come on, guys. Like, let's go.
So I have an electric smoker, but I only use it when I don't have the time.
Yeah.
You know, so, and to me, I made the mistake one time of ordering a rack of ribs at a restaurant. Barbecue ribs. I was hungry, smoked, bit into it. It just like fell right off the bone, and I was done. So I'm thinking in my head, they boiled them.
Yep.
They used liquid smoke, and I was done. And since that day, years ago, I've never ordered barbecue from another restaurant.
And if you're talking about Chili's, then obviously it was boiled, because that's how they roll.
No, this place was Cheddar's.
Oh yeah, they do the same thing. And I mean, again, it's not a terrible rib. It's just more of a. And I understand, again, if you're gonna want something good, it's not gonna take time. Yeah, it's like if you want a made to order brisket, that's not how brisket works.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Or if you wanted a really good rib, you know, you're only gonna have so many that you can serve, because you have to cook them for a long amount of time to make them delicious.
Mm-hmm.
It's like right now I'm making carne asada. You know, you can't make that to order. Now you can reheat it or have a big batch or already have the meat cooked throughout the day and then make a new thing.
Right.
But it's normally not to order when they make it, because it takes 2 hours to cook it. And so it's interesting how that works. It's like lasagna. People don't realize that lasagnas are cooked beforehand when you go to a restaurant. It's not like they're
making. They just warmed to order.
Yeah. What's one of my favorite places is this place called Mangia, and they do this spinach, lasagna, but what they do is they pretty much they heat it up, but then they pour hot sauce on it, so they cook it and then they add the hot sauce at the end, so you know that it's like been heated up, but it's like, you know, it's delicious,
right?
One, so you know, it's how it works. And so you could make one that way. We are in a total war over here, so You could read these comments. Here we go. What does that one say?
Worcestershire.
Okay.
Worcestershire.
That's a guitar boy. And then here's the second one.
I forgot how to spell it.
And then we have Olaf Slayer. That's what he has to say.
War, the Shire sauce. Okay.
And then we got Guitar War one more time.
War of the Shire sauce. I like that one.
Yeah. Well, I like that you did the same thing I did. War of the Shire. Like, he didn't actually say that, but we both were thinking, Lord of the Rings there. So,
I got it. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Nice. But yeah, so there you go. There's our rankings of barbecue sauces. And so the number one is going to be Texas vinegar, red sauce.
Yes.
The more the pepper, the better.
The more the pepper. So it's funny you asked that because you brought up Memphis. So my pork rub is a Memphis style rub.
Okay.
So it's got sweet and heat. But my sauce brings a little bit of the heat. So when I'm done cooking, like especially my ribs, you can actually, when you bite into it, you taste the sweet and the heat. But if I leave the sauce off of it, you're still going to get a milder heat from it. You'll taste more of the sweetness of it. So I use a little bit more of my sauce because that brings out more of the spiciness. So yes.
I mean, we're going off on comments here. So here we go back to comments. We got we didn't see Bunny. Bunny was Worcestershire. Nice.
Worcestershire.
And then here comes Gregory coming in. What's up, guys?
What's up, guys? This is Bugs Bunny.
And then we got Bunny. Bunny's like, how is it pronounced? And then everybody proceeds to help.
Worcestershire.
Guitar Boy is finally just like, hi. You know, I've been talking about Worcestershire this whole time, but I want to say hi too. Gregory comes in and says W sauce.
I've heard that. I've heard people say that W sauce.
Now, this might be a joke, but this is an interesting one. Rotting fish and salt sauce, which Michael Pate is one of my favorite sauces of all time, which is a fish sauce from Vietnam. It's fish sauce, which is rotting fish and sea salt, but it's made like a lemonade. So it has this really fun, sweet, salty texture, and it is delicious. You use it for Vietnamese egg rolls and for bun or bun is how it's pronounced, which is a grilled meat, noodle bowl. And it is delicious.
Fish sauce is good. When we eat Vietnamese, we always get extra fish sauce.
Yep.
Because it's not what it sounds like.
So
it's good.
If you were to figure out, if you were to be like, oh, I'm going to buy some fish sauce, you have to realize the fish sauce you get from a restaurant is different than actual fish sauce. Fish sauce is like literally just fish smelliness. You have to add the lemonade flavor to make it taste like that. You have to add water, lemon, vinegar sometimes. And sugar and garlic to really make it taste that way.
Yeah.
But it's funny because I remember the first time I went to the store and I said, oh, fish sauce. And then I tried it. I was like, oh, no, it's like soy sauce. It's the same exact thing. It's the salt. It's what they use as salt.
Okay.
But it is, it's called, I'm going to say it wrong, but it's called Kung Jing, which is the name of the fish sauce. But that is delicious stuff, but I agree. When you get bun or anytime I get egg rolls, but I know how to make it. So one of my first real dishes I learned to make was Vietnamese food. So I'm a big fan of Vietnamese food. Let's see, do we have any more comments here? We got I know how it's made and it's gross, but it is delicious no matter what. I mean, pretty much they literally squish it until the juices come out. It's just gross, but it doesn't matter. It is yummy. So thank you everybody for your comments and all your craziness.
Yeah, that was good. That was fun.
Now, what in the comments, what would you rank? What is your favorite kind of sauce? I imagine we're all Texans. So is it going to be a red vinegar? Is it going to be a yellow vinegar, a white sauce, a coffee-based sauce, or a Dr. Pepper sauce, or just a sweet barbecue sauce. What's the one that you rank the highest? Throw it in the comments, and we'll shout you out. But yes, I agree. Vietnamese food is good. I make a, I take that actually that fish sauce, and I use it for shrimp sometimes, where I'll actually deglaze the pan with it, and then I'll glaze up the shrimp so it has that flavor. There's a spot here in San Antonio called that does a, it's called a triple fat wing, where they use pork fat, all the different fats, and then they do that vinegar, they do that like fish sauce on it too. Oh, wow. So it has this, it, it's a chicken wing, but it tastes like seafood, and it is delicious.
Really? So I guess that's where the saying came from. If you're eating chicken, tastes, or you're eating fish, tastes like chicken.
Yeah, in this situation, it's exactly how it works. But that one's a really good one. That's a Hot Joy is where I have that.
Here, here.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I don't know if they exist anymore, but the triple fat wing is a delicious chicken wing. It's not my favorite chicken wing. My favorite chicken wing is probably a Korean chicken wing, because it's crispier and it's sweet and hot at the same time. So it's very good.
Yes. Korean barbecue is sweet.
Yeah. And so, but there you go. So normally this is when Trey comes on and he says, "Hey, Jason or Scout, why is Roland on the show?" And I would say, well, when I talked to Roland, I asked him, what could you do for about a year? And he said, get some extra smoke in your life.
Yes.
Why, Roland, do we need extra smoke in our life? For a better day, for a better year.
Because you need it.
Yeah, and when you say, when we talk about smoke, we're talking about smoked meats, of course. Mm-hmm. And so living your life without smoked brisket, I apologize for non-Texans that don't even know what brisket is. That hurts my head inside.
On the West Coast, it's more tri-tip. They do more tri-tip than brisket.
Yeah, well, and I'm gonna shout him out real quick. My friend Ola Slayer, who does tri-tip himself, he says, "Hey, there's alcohol based like Jack Daniels." Yes, Ola Slayer, we've all been to TGF Fridays. We know, we know. Speaking of boiled ribs, there you go. But again, there are times where TGF Friday ribs work, and I'm fine with it. So, yeah, we all need smoked meats. And, so how did you get into smoking your meats? Roland?
Well, I've been doing this for like 13 years, and it started off as backyard, just cooking for the family. And then started doing smoking turkeys for Thanksgiving. And then once I did the turkey for Thanksgiving, my wife had said that, you know, she wasn't going to have an oven roasted turkey again. So that kind of like got me into smoking more. But it took me a while to get into brisket because I knew it was a long time. I have an offset smoker to where I got to maintain my fire, and fire management is very important. So it took me a while to learn fire management and to properly keep my temps. So I stayed away from brisket for a long time, mainly focused on chicken and ribs and beef ribs. And so they were a lot easier to contend with than the bigger proteins. But once I started doing this for years, a friend of mine wanted to get into a competition style. And so it was something that I've always wanted to do several years later. And it was to the point to where he was glad I brought it up to him because it kind of helped him get motivated to move forward with it. And so that backyard barbecuing turned into competition barbecuing. So now I don't do backyard barbecuing anymore. It's always the thought process of practicing my trim, my rubs, my sauce. So every time I barbecue for the family, it's a longer process. Now it's not your normal, get the grill ready, throw out your meat and you'll be done in an hour and a half, 2 hours. It's a long process. So I'm always in the competing mode. But that's always been a drive for me for the past 13 years is to get where I'm at now.
Yeah, that's cool. And I think it's interesting how as a chef myself or as a cook myself, like, yeah, it's one of those things where it's an addiction, right? Like, you're like, I just want to make the thing better and better and better. And yes. So it's funny. It's like, I don't know if there's anything I do where I'm like, oh, it's just going to be real quick. You know, if it's not being marinated for 2 days, then I'm doing something wrong. Like yes. When I make Vietnamese food, normally my pork is marinated for at least a day. Uh-huh. And that's just normal. Cause you're just going to throw a real quick grill on it. So it's not the cooking part. It's the marinating part that really adds that flavor. And so it's interesting how it works, but yeah, is there ever a time where you're like, and this is a silly question, where you're just like, I'm too good for a backyard barbecue. Like somebody's like, yo, come over for some hot dogs and a burger. And then they have the frozen patties. And then you're like, you just go, no, I'm not doing this. Or you like, it's food. I ain't going to be mad.
Well, if somebody asks me to come over, if they can come over and I can barbecue, they definitely not bringing hamburgers and hot dogs to a barbecue.
Yeah, you're like, bring them meat, but I'm going to smoke that junk. Yeah,
I'll send them home. I'll do something with it to where it takes an hour for it to be done. No, but, what was your question again? I'm sorry.
Oh, no. The silly question is, you answered the question. No, they're not allowed in your barbecue. Oh, no. Do you feel like you're too good when somebody's like, I just made hamburgers, frozen hamburgers and hot dogs for you in my delicious barbecue?
No.
Are you like, yo, thank you for spending time making this?
No, actually, I have a friend of mine that is smoking his meat. And so we've been doing this together for a couple of years now. And every time he's doing something, he'll call me. Hey, am I doing this correctly? What should I do? Even my brother-in-law who lives in Minnesota, he's, he'll call me up. Hey, I'm doing a pork belly. You know, how do you do it? You know, what's my temperature? What should it be at? My internal. So I feel like I'm there to help and encourage people to do this because like you said, it's not just a hobby. It's something that's in you that wants to produce good food. Mm-hmm. And the only way that you can do that to me is by educating your family or your friends that are interested in doing that, you know? And my enjoyment of after I'm cooking is watching everybody eat.
Yep.
You know, whether they give me a good compliment or not, I enjoy everybody just eating the food and knowing that I've took the time to prepare it and for them to enjoy it. That to me is satisfying.
That's amazing. Yeah. And again, that's the heart you need to have to really enjoy that situation. So, but it's good to have the heart of a teacher where you're like, I'm going to try to make you better.
Yes.
But I'm going to take food how it gets it. That's how I feel. I'm going to eat it, I'm not going to be too good for your food.
No, I sometimes there's times when I just want them to cook.
Yeah. No, because it's a job. Like, I'm the same way. It's like a job. Like, I just spend so much time on it. It's so nice when somebody else cooks. Now, now there is a part of me, when I was younger, my dad used to make sausage and potatoes. So he'd take Eggridge sausage and potatoes. Mm-hmm. And so there's still a part of me that's like, if you have Eggridge sausage, I don't want it because of my growing up. And because I want, like, a nice smoked sausage. I don't want, like... Yes. I want like a nice, like at least some, you know, actual meat in there, not just all filler. No, there are times where all I can afford is the 50 cent, the little cheap Eckridge sausage and I'll eat it, you know, I'll be fine with it. But, in general, I definitely want a nice, I want my favorite sausages to be there. Cause I just like the composition. I like that, the actual meaty taste instead of the filler. Cause you could tell when something has a bunch of filler in it.
Yes.
Compared to something that doesn't. Now, don't get me wrong.
Yes.
I enjoy myself a Slim Jim, but that bad boy is all filler.
Yeah.
But and you know what you're getting into, but in general, it's funny. But no, that's fun. It's, hey, Boston. But it's so funny how that works. Now, what was the first thing you started? when you first smoked for the first time, what were you using?
When I first started cooking, I was using mesquite. Okay. And I haven't used mesquite in about 8 years.
Because you just, it, what it, what, why mesquite, did mesquite get it, destroyed?
It's a heavy flavor, you know. Here in Texas, people cook with a lot of mesquite, and it's just, to me, it's overpowering and a very dominant smoke that, you know, I don't like it anymore. And so now it's mainly, so with my proteins, I use different style of different types of wood. So with my pork, I use post oak and cherry wood. Cherry wood enhances the color. Like with my rubs, I use a lot of paprika. And so what the paprika does, it kind of enhances the mahogany color of your ribs and your pork. And so the cherry wood kind of like marries that, those two together. And then I use the oak on top of that. And my poultry, I use hickory or pecan. And that gives it a subtle flavor. Mm-hmm. But my brisket, I use nothing but oak.
What, buddy? I'm doing the show right now. Say something. All right. Sorry, he's coming. Oh. All right. What are you going to say? You're right beside the microphone, buddy. Right there.
What's up, Boston?
My mom tag is devil. My mom's
tag is definitely in the van. I know. He knows. We've already talked about it. We'll grab it in a second. Hey, do you want to go back outside so I can finish this? Unless you want to sit in here, you can. But all right. So yes, oak is a really good flavor.
Yes.
It's so interesting how the different. I remember when I first started smoking stuff. I'm like, wait, what? You have to use
what kind of stuff, of Jason?
Smoking meats. And so, you know, I remember like, oh, wait, you're going to use something else? You don't just use the whatever firewood you have in the back. That's not how you do that. Well, you don't want mold flavored.
No,
that's not a thing that you want.
You know, it's funny that we're talking about wood. You know, a lot of people don't know that. Well, in the barbecue world, you know, you're not supposed to be cooking with the bark. You know, burning your wood with the bark, you know, but if you talk to somebody that, you know, really enjoys and knows what they're doing, they'll tell you, you know, what type of wood works best for your protein that you're cooking, you know, and being that we're in Texas, I don't really care for mesquite, but everybody does. I can argue with them on why it's not a good wood to cook with, but everybody's going to, you know, push back and say mesquite's the way to go.
And everybody has their own preference, especially when you're trying to make certain flavor profiles. Then in general, you want to be able to hit the thing that you like the most.
Yep.
But it's interesting. Yeah, and it's hilarious that we could spend a whole hour just talking about wood, which is so dumb. But, you know, you can spend hours. It's always interesting to listen to, like, Franklin of Franklin's. He does a really cool PBS show where he explains how to do the things. And he always talk about his wood choices. And, I mean, again, the reason he has a successful business is because it's all about fire management.
Yes.
It's like, it's literally like people don't realize he doesn't use any kind of fancy rub. He uses salt and pepper.
Yes.
That's what he does for his brisket. But it's about the 16 hours and the fire management that makes that work every single day. Mm-hmm. And the consistency of it is why people love it. It's not,
yes.
And I agree. It's easily one of the best briskets I ever had. Now 2M here in, San Antonio does get really close. And again, I know you're not as much of a, you're spending time refining your brisket and yes. I am spending my time digesting brisket. So, you know, you make a good brisket.
Thank you.
I've had your brisket before, so it is very tasty. it is not fair to judge your brisket versus a restaurant, mainly because yours is made at a certain time to be served whenever you are going to serve it. So
yes,
it's a little, you don't have a little warmer, you don't have, you're not, you know, so, but it was delicious. So
thank you. Appreciate it.
And, but it's interesting how that goes. And so there's so many things with a barbecue that just moves it forward. Now you have mentioned this before, or you mentioned it a little earlier. Is that the dream, is to have your own restaurant?
It is. It is. I really enjoy doing what I do, but, I did have a pop-up sale a couple weeks ago, and all the work that goes into preparation for that one day event is a lot. And again, being in competitive and competing, I had, it was myself and three other guys on my team, because I didn't want to spend all that time doing everything to for turn-in. So I had the guys on my team, they did their own proteins. And so that was why I had more team members than the normal team, competitive team out there. But having my own restaurant is something that I would love to have. But understanding and realizing how much work goes into preparation, it's going to be more than just, I need more than just one person that is going to be committed as much as I am to push us forward. But, you know, I'm going to keep doing what I do, you know, just, I do pre-order sales. So I do have people reaching out to me for pre-order sales for football parties and stuff like that. I don't do much catering, but I'm venturing into that direction, because catering is something that more that I can handle on my own, but having a restaurant is a big dream of mine that I would like to see come to fruition.
That's awesome. And no, well, you can always do something like Snow's, which actually is only open one day a week. And the, once they're sold out of meat, they're sold out of meat. You know, they're only open on Saturdays. And so you're like a barbacoa restaurant up in this mix.
Yeah, I could do something like that, but you know, my name's not as big as Snow's. Not everybody has.
But they just started. The crazy part about it is they just started it. Like, now they did have her cooking from the beginning, because she used to run a meat market in that area.
Okay.
And so they asked her, hey, could you come and make your barbecue? And the cool part about their barbecue is that they do a lot of cuts that people, they do old Texas cuts compared to the new cuts.
Oh,
so
okay.
A lot of those meats are actually cheaper, but because people aren't using those cuts anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And so that works really well for them. But in general, it's interesting how it works. But that's the trick though, is that you just need to figure out what works for you. Now I'm gonna show you some, I'm gonna tell you something hilarious. Have you heard of goldbelly.com before?
No.
So goldbelly.com is where all the famous celebrity chefs or famous restaurants, you can actually get any of these things delivered to your house with dry ice.
Oh wow.
And so if you wanted, I don't think you're ready for this. If you wanted to order brisket from Snow's Barbecue, from Goldbelly, how much do you think it would be?
Probably, I'm looking at
we're saying a 5-pound brisket.
A 5-pound brisket?
Yes.
You're looking at about 75 to 100 bucks.
So at Snow's Barbecue, to get this shipped to your house, it is $229.95 with free shipping to get a 5-pound brisket shipped to your house.
People that buy that, I mean, why don't you just spend the time to cook it yourself?
Oh, well, here's the other one. Franklin's, what do you think? Now, knowing Snow's price, what do you think Franklin's price is? Same thing, 5-pound brisket.
I would say
$230, $235. $269.95.
See, and that's the thing. You know, people will buy that, you know, and here I am, you know, I've been doing this for years and we've competed. We've won championships. You know, what I do is I kind of undercut that because I've priced them. And that's a 5-pound brisket. So if you were to get a 18-pound brisket and you trim it up after all the fat renders down and after the cook, the yield you're going to get from that 18-pound brisket, lucky maybe 13 pounds, if that, you know, and if you're going to spend that amount of money to order a vacuum sealed brisket where you have to reheat it, you might as well just cook it yourself. Smoke it yourself.
Yeah, no, I don't disagree with you. Now, I do understand the thought process because it's like, in this situation, it's one of those things where, again, this is something that, like, this place is well known for their gift cards and stuff. So this is like where you have a foodie friend and you're like, here's $500 for this gift card. Enjoy. Get yourself one meal.
Yes.
And they would pay for it because, you know, there are people that are never going to, there are people that don't live in Texas and are never going to come to Texas. And so for them, it makes sense as a, like a business, but in general, it's hilarious because it's like,
it is.
That's so much. And I think actually to, when you do a, like snow and it's also priced up because of the gold belly, but Snow and Franklin's has their own pre-order section and it's a lot, it's not as expensive.
Right.
But it's interesting how it works. But again, it's all about the name, right?
And, yes.
But it is fun. Cause I'll look through here. I'll just pick, like something that's just like a fancy, like a you know, Flavor Town restaurant or something like that. Mm-hmm. Almost like something I'll never eat, but hey, what would it cost to get it shipped to my house? But the brisket always makes you laugh. Cause I'm like,
yeah, that's ridiculous. Golly.
Yeah, no. I mean, don't you wish that you could sell 5 pounds of brisket for $250? Again, you can't hate on it. Wouldn't that be cool? You would take it. If somebody was like, I want to pay you $250 for 5 pounds of your brisket.
Now are they being descriptive? Is it the flat? Is it the point? Is it lean?
What? Yeah, they're descriptive. You can actually choose the different spots you want.
Okay.
And so but again, it's they cook it and then they cook it, they wrap it. It's not vacuum sealed because what it is actually fully cooked and then they're sending it to you in dry ice. Okay. So it gets to you very quickly from when it's made in these situations. So you're getting like a closer to fresh thing. Now, that's not true. We're just talking about food. Look, we're talking about this right here. Yeah. So, but it's interesting. Or like, I wonder if Arthur Bryant is on here. I'm going to check right now. Do you ever watch Ted Lasso?
I do not.
Okay. So there's a place called Arthur Bryant, which is mentioned many a time in, it's a Kansas City barbecue place.
Hmm.
And here it is. And their brisket is, their brisket is. They have ribs. Let's see, brisket, ribs, ribs. I don't think they have brisket. They just have ribs, and they have their ribs are like 150. But they're mainly known for
their a full rack.
Yeah. Well, let me see what it says. Yeah. Again, this is a very high end restaurant. Order service. So it's like and it looks, I lied. It looks like it is vacuum sealed. It looks like it's cooked, but then vacuum sealed. It's not like a normal one where like you'd see it.
The name goes a long way. The brand goes a long way. So I've started this a couple years ago and I've had plate sales and I've always done pre-order sales. So that way I can buy enough protein to serve and not have many leftovers.
Yeah.
So I kind of got our name, our brand out. A lot of people know us around here in this part of town. And so when I had my pop-up sale, it was kind of like branching out to more people.
Yeah.
And so I did gain a couple more followers, but, you know, it's the brand that sells the product. And if my brand if my name gets out there, you know, I have just as good barbecue as anybody else. But I got to get out there, you know, and so I put as much time and effort into it just as much as they do.
Sure.
You know, it's just a matter of people knowing who you are, yep, where they can reach you. And so, mm-hmm, you know, it's just.
And that's the trick. Like, it's really believing in your product and making the thing happen. Now, yes, the answer to your question on the Arthur Bryant's, it is, it's one rack of spare ribs, one rack of baby back ribs, and a pound of burnt ends. And that's 18 ounces. And you get a sauce, a barbecue sauce. But the ribs weigh about 3 pounds, and the spare ribs weigh 3 pounds, and the baby back ribs weigh 3 pounds. And there you go. So,
wow,
it's still crazy. And again, I'm never going to go to KC and get Arthur Bryant. So I could see myself, if somebody were to give me a $500 the gift card to Gold Belly, I would definitely spend it on this because I just love the idea of tasting something I'll never taste before. But again, right, I also understand, like, a good example is if you go to Franklin's, you're still paying a lot, especially now since the meat prices are changed. You're paying like $30 a pound. Like, I just went to,
dang,
I just went to, a really good place. And I can't remember what it's called now, but it was like, I think it was like, I'm used to $25 a pound, but I think at this point it's like a 30 Austin brisket is. And it was delicious and awesome, but it was, man, prices really went up. And I understand because meat is more expensive, but still, it's crazy how that works. But yeah, anyways,
you know,
I just wanted to be silly and go to Gold Belly. If you haven't checked that out, you should look at it. It's definitely a food person's heaven. You're just like, oh my gosh, all this delicious food sent to me. But also a rich food person's heaven, because I can't afford. My wife would be very mad at me if I.
Well, not only that, you know, knowing what it's worth, I would just look at it and like shake my head and just kind of like, why?
Yeah. You know?
But, you know, I was going to mention something about, I just completely forgot. I was listening to you and I completely forgot what I was going to say.
Oh, no, it's fine. But yeah, no, I think that's amazing. I think so. The dream is one day to have a restaurant.
Yes.
And you won't be charging that kind of crazy prices, which is fine. Now here's the thing. Would you want like a backyard kind of restaurant? Would you want like a really nice sitting inside place? Would you want like a food truck kind of situation where it's all outside, or a bar kind of? What would be your dream area for your barbecue place?
You know, well, being just thinking about it right now, I think it would be more of an outdoor type picnic style. You eat outside, you cook outside, you get that environment of the meat being prepared. You got your tables in the yard or the your spot. You know, I would like to have it outside, you know, yeah, and a tent enclosed when it's cold outside or rainy. I cannot be inside. I mean, this is something that I would like to do outside.
Yeah. Well, snows, that's their thing, is that it's all outside. It's just a canopy situation. And so, but I think that's also that flavor that they're looking for. So it's interesting, but that's so cool. I think, but it is, you know, again, you're going to need a team, people that really want to be about it. Because if you're really doing it, like one of the coolest things about Franklin's is that they've sold out of meat every single day since they started.
Mm-hmm.
So they've never gone a day without selling out. And the whole point of this is they also make a lot less food than you would imagine for that purpose.
Yes.
Right. So like, they're not going to put on, like they're not going to be like a good example over here in San Antonio, there's a place called Blanco Barbecue. And it's a very big barbecue establishment. They do a good job. And when I worked for the city, I used to paint over, I used to fix up their graffiti a lot. And so that's how I knew they existed. But they are meant to be a barbecue place meant for lots of people at one time.
Yeah.
And so though they're doing their thing, they always have extra. They're not going to be out because they're trying to make sure that they have they're a full day establishment. Franklin's usually runs out of meat by 12.
Wow.
And people wait 6 hours for this barbecue.
Nah, no dice. I wouldn't do that.
Well, it's only half the time it takes to cook. So there you go. But it's so funny how it works. But wouldn't that be cool? Wouldn't you love that? Like if you sold out of meat every single day.
I would like that.
But you're like, but you don't tell people that you're only doing two briskets. We're out of meat again. Oh, sorry, guys.
It'll grow your brand. Oh man, these guys are always selling out.
It's like we just did one. Some our dude fell asleep. We're only selling one brisket today. Just cut it thin. Sell the sausage. But it's so funny, and that's the cool part. I appreciate your passion for meat. Yeah. I love how like even when we're talking about barbecue sauces, you're like, no, I can't talk about barbecue sauce because I don't use it. I'm like, no, wait, we're gonna get to that point in a second. Let's do the barbecue sauces first, and then we'll actually talk about your favorite about smoky meat. But I think that's the cool part about it is having that. Oh no, she's gonna fall over.
You know what? I do use barbecue sauce, but like I said, it's only on certain proteins.
Yeah,
it's not chicken. On everything. But what I will do, excuse me, I'll have these little dishes and I'll put the barbecue sauce in them. So the customers have the opportunity to use it or not use it. So
yeah no, that's I said I'm a saucy guy. Like if you go to my house, you're gonna see like 85 sauces in there because I just like sauce. Sauce just makes me happy. Now, but again, if I'm eating brisket, I'm usually gonna eat half the brisket before I ever put sauce on it. Unless I'm doing a sandwich, then that has sauce on it. But if I'm gonna eat that brisket,
reminds me if you're gonna have steak, you don't use anything but. You don't eat anything but the steak.
Yeah.
If you have a good brisket, you don't need the sauce.
Yeah, that's the problem, right? Like, I'm a sauce guy. So, like, I'm not going to get, like, I'm not talking about A1, but I'm talking about, like, if you've ever had, have you ever had black garlic before?
I haven't.
So, I had this one steak in Denver, and they had a black garlic aioli, like a mayonnaise kind of black garlic thingy. Sauce that went on that, and it was just a little. It wasn't like poured on it. It was just enough to accent the flavor of the meat, and it was insane. Or blue cheese butter. Oh, blue cheese butter on a steak is awesome. What is happening right now?
I don't know. Handed to you? My daughter came downstairs. All of a sudden,
and I want macaroni and cheese. No, warm it up.
Ellie, I'm busy.
We're almost done.
We're almost done, sweetheart.
Fine, then I'm gonna hop on the counter.
Yeah, no, I live that life. We just had Boston in here the whole time.
Yeah.
So it's interesting how it goes and how it works. So, but I agree. I mean, if you have a really good steak, it doesn't need sauce. But again, if you have a really fun sauce, I'm willing to try it to see if it's good. But I said the best steak I ever had didn't have sauce, and I agree. But anyways, I guess that's enough for that. Now it's time to turn everything that we talked about into a wrap. Now, before we do that, you do get a moment. Let me slide past Goldbelly. And you're going to be able to plug where people can find you, where they can find your, where they can set up for your plates or all the things.
Yep.
Find you on social media. I'm going to give you full screen, and you're going to just tell everybody now during our time for a plug.
All right. So you guys can find me at Smoked Out Barbecue on Facebook. Everything that I do, I'm going to post on there. So you guys can find me at my next pop-up sale, my next competition, my merchandise. If I have any merchandise available, I will post it on there. At the moment, I don't have any more merchandise, but you guys are Smoked Out Barbecue on Facebook. You'll find all the information there that you guys are looking for. And from San Antonio, thank you guys for your support. I really do appreciate it.
That's awesome. Yeah, I know. Very, very cool. As you see, you have a cool logo, so you can see that.
Thank you.
That is fun stuff. Let me get ready for the next thing. Now it's wrap time. What I'm going to do is I'm going to turn a wrap into everything that we just talked about, and it should be fun, I hope. or it's gonna be terrible. We'll see how it goes.
Hopefully it's good.
hopefully it's good. Is there anything you would like me to add into this wrap?
Have at it.
All right.
Have
if you're it. In that comment section and you're still here, if you put one word in your comment, I will try my hardest to use it in the wrap. So again, if you put a one word comments, I will use that word in the wrap as I'm wrapping. So don't stress about getting it before I start, because I can do it all at one time. So here we go. I'm going to start Boston. Are you Boston or Peyton? Boston. All right, here we go. All right, can you hear that, Nolan?
Yep.
All right. What do you think? This one, or this one?
I can barely hear that one. I like that one. That one.
All right, here we go. Okay. Yeah. All right. Oh. Now we could talk about barbecue every single day. I could lose my mind, then I can't do what they say. It's only this time, and we gotta roll it, we beat. We gotta smoke it out, and now you know that you'll see. We did it gone, cause he uses his oak and time. He doesn't sit with that mesquite, he doesn't lose his mind. And he ain't paying $2.50 for no 5-pound brisket if he can't break for the time. Be logistic, and I still can't understand the pain in the same. And Roland's having a good time, running away. He doesn't do sauce, but he still ranks that vinegar 9. And I got to say that everything's sublime. Oh, guitar boy, I see what you say, and I will jump so high, feel my life in my way. And I know that KC ain't everything I go, but I'll go to some Arthur Bryant, cause Ted Lasso, bro. Yo, I know what I'm saying, and I turn around. I can never say the question, I'm feeling the sound. And now I know that one day I will be a winner. But this dude, he's sitting there banned from competition's winner because his back hurts. I understand, bro. But sometimes people smoke up that ganja. Oh no. But I know it's smoked out B.O. But now I got to gizzo when I don't ever nizzo. And hello, Allison, how are you doing now? I could write a little song, and I feel that I'm profound and lyrically bound, because I know that the ground ain't nothing when we talking about Vietnamese food now. Ooh, fish sauce, that's so yummy and smelly at the same time. But I feel the sweet and the pickly rhymes. I never get it gone if I never be. A little pho would make me very happy, yes siree. Oh, all those meats and deliciousness, it goes. And I can say the life, and then I have to blow my nose. And I think that sometimes I find the rhyme, I try it hard. You knew that I never do what I am doing, then I start. And yes, I stole a Grammy winner's hoodie, man. I walk around with my hoodie, and I understand. And if you're a voter, you should vote for him too. Go to Willie Wells, hip hop, that's amazing, keep it true. Ooh, I think I rapped about everything we talked about, but we say that we can do it up and turn it down. I can never say the light, it's all in the same. I used your words, and I still can't ever run this way. And hey, oh, I forgot the most important of the words be. It's Worcestershire, Warshire, yes siree, or a Warshire sauce if I could go. But I never say the Warshire, but the Shire show. Ha ha, and now I still can't ever say the same. I think I'm done, I've done every other word today. And hey, what am I doing? I'm ill because I'm fresh. I know that we had a great time. Yes.
Yes.
There you go. Was that good?
That was good. Yes. Wait, yes.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I'm a professional. Don't try this at home, or try it at home. Just freestyling's fun.
Yes.
Is Peyton already asleep?
What's that? Oh, is Peyton already asleep? She was taking a nap, and I think she's up now. Boston is behind me, though. He's somewhere over here. But yes, Peyton is asleep.
Oh.
But thank you again for coming on the show, Willow.
Oh, thank you for having me. I appreciate it. I appreciate the time.
Yeah. No, it's we had a great time. Any time I can sit there and talk barbecue with somebody, I'm going to do it. Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot to say W sauce, Gregory. I apologize.
W sauce. Yes.
And
is it W sauce or dub sauce?
No, that's if you're saying dub sauce, you're obviously talking about Buffalo Wild Wings.
Oh, okay.
Because it's B dubs.
Ah.
But anyways, but yeah, so thank you so much for coming. Normally we do a closing bit. We don't need to do that today. And make sure, guys, if you're looking for Flows for You, you can check us out anywhere that podcasts are. That's Flows, the number 4, the letter U. We're up every Monday at 5 p.m., except for today because we're special. But normally you can see us live if you want to come see the fun. I have my own beatboxer, DJ Sound Effects, who usually is available on Mondays, but not Sundays because he's a busy man. And I can't afford him on Sundays, so I can only afford him on Mondays when you know, he just got off work. So it's just what I gotta do, guys. I have to do what I do. If you're looking to be on the show, go to flowsu.com, the number 4, the letter U, and send us a message. We will get back to you. If you're looking for a new website, go to nomadweb.design. They did our websites. And they're amazing. So, again, all the people that are having a great day, I hope you have a great day. Please come see us live. Go to all our social medias on TikTok, on Instagram, all that stuff. Look up the shorts. Have a fun time. And it's Flows, the number 4, the letter U. And, again, see you next week. We have an amazing guest that I have not booked yet. So, hopefully I'll take care of that. And I've took, like, a 2-week sabbatical from worrying about podcast stuff because I – went to this conference and all this stuff, but now I have to get back to work.
Yes.
And so, you know, it's sort of this. But thank you again, man, for spending time with me.
Oh,
and,
no problem. Thank you.
Yeah. And make sure, guys, when he has his next plate sale, we'll make sure that we send it on the Flows for You page so you know where it is. I know that last time I was there, I made sure I sent it out to everybody. So you might have already known that he existed before we did the interview because I had his plate sale and it was delicious. And so there you go. Stay on the line as we close. I'll talk to you right after this, but Roland, but in general, everybody else have a great day and we will see you next week. And normally Trey would go flows to you, and I say, this is what we do now. This is what we do. Peace. Can I
wait,
you have a question?
Oh, we have
yes.
You a YouTuber?
I am.
I'm a YouTuber.
What?
Yeah.
That's great. We'll talk more about that in a second. All right, guys. Peace.
Are you looking for a different kind of podcast? How about informative and clean? It will make you laugh. Scout and Trey, yeah, that's what we do. We got a little funny thing, keeping it true. Hey, we take your topics and all your ideas and bring in a guest and we answer them there. Then we make a freestyle rap and do it for you. Yeah, that's what we do. Yeah, that's what we do. Yep,
flows for you, flows for you. This is what we do now. This is what we do. Say, flows for you, flows for you. This is what we do now. This is what we do. Say, flows for you, flows for you.